Historian Jonathan Spence tries to bring the past to life by writing about it in an almost novelistic style. Book critic John Leonard has a review of Spence's latest work, The Question of Who. Hu, spelled H-U, was a Chinese man who lived in the 1700s and suffered a miserable fate when he was taken from his homeland.
They come with whips. I quote from Yale historian Jonathan Spence. Something, the waiting coach, the bright light, the expressions on their faces, terrifies Hu. He slashes out with his fingers at Cardinale's face. Cardinale jumps back, but Hu catches his shirt and rips it right down the front. Baines is hitting at Hu with his whip. Cardinale does the same, and with the help of Baines' friend, they drag Hu toward the carriage. Hu throws himself down to the ground to prevent them taking him further, and a curious crowd of Parisians begins to gather. Cardinale forces back the onlookers, while Baines and his friend drag Hu into their carriage and throw themselves inside with him. They pull on a pair of manacles over Hu's wrists and lock them shut. Thus, in April 1723, John Hu, a Chinese handyman and bookkeeper, brought back like a trophy from the Orient by a Jesuit priest, is hauled off to the insane asylum at Charenton. Hu has been a disappointment to Father Fouquet from the beginning of their journey by slow boat from Canton, seasick, afraid of pirates, tormented by visions. Landfall is even worse. Hu jumps from moving carriages to hide in hedgerows and look at windmills. He steals a horse, and they call him Quixote. He wants to walk across all of France, beating on a drum he's made himself, and begging. He refuses to assist at Mass because women are around, and he hops like a lunatic over the cruciform tiles on the parquet floors of the Jesuit church so as not to step on a cross. And he's spooked in Paris by the prostitutes on the streets and the embalmed heads of bygone Louis in the cathedrals. Fouquet, who must be off to see the Pope to convince him that the ancient Chinese texts secretly concern themselves with Christian mysteries, leaves Hu behind in the hands of the police, who send him to the same asylum Marat will end up in after the revolution, which didn't happen soon enough for Hu. There really was a Hu and a Fouquet, and all this really happened in the 1720s, as everything always happened in Jonathan Spence's strange and wonderful books, like The Death of Woman Wang, or The Gate of Heavenly Peace, or The Memory Palace of Matteo Ricci. It's just that Spence brings to the scholarly archives the eyes and ears of a novelist and an anthropologist, and the stories he tells are somehow dreamlike, glazed like miniatures from the Italian Renaissance, out of a time beyond imagining and a space that curves away from us. The Jesuit went to China and saw only what he'd brought with him. A Chinese came the other way, and God and France drove him mad. Or was the Jesuit himself insane? And who's begging a petition? His beating on the drum a cry for help? His seizures his only defense against that windmill, the spinning crucifix? After 2 years, they let him go because nobody was paying for his keep. He was forcibly returned to China. I wonder, back home, what he told them. So does Spence in this poem about history.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed The Question of Who by Jonathan Spence.